Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan told Congress this morning that the U.S. economy should continue to grow, that inflation remains low, and that the Fed would continue to gradually raise interest rates. One reason for the optimistic outlook is that the federal government is suddenly awash in tax revenues, an unexpected windfall that has prompted the White House and others to revise downward their projections of this year's federal budget deficit. To help explain all this, we turn to David Wessel, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal.
Good morning.
What are the deficit numbers?
Well, the White House cut its deficit forecast for the current fiscal year to $333 billion. That's $94 billion less than they estimated in February. And the biggest reason for this, they said, is a welcome and, as you said, unforeseen surge in tax receipts. In fact, in the first 9 months of the fiscal year, the government collected $200 billion more in taxes, that's 15% more, than it did in the same 9 months of last year.
And where is all this tax money coming from?
Well, a good chunk of it is coming from ordinary people because more people are working than were working a year ago. But the sharpest and most puzzling increase comes in the taxes that companies pay to the government. That's running 40% above last year's levels.
And why is this?
It looks like a couple of things are going on. A temporary tax break that was passed earlier to encourage companies to make investments has expired, so that's moving up what companies owe. And then another temporary tax break was created, one that allows companies that have profits overseas to bring back money this year at a low rate, but only for this year. So that seems to be bringing in more money. And of course, corporate profits are up, so they're paying more.
And what about individuals? What's driving them to pay more taxes?
Well, again, we won't know for sure until the tax return numbers are crunched. But we do know one thing. The increase in taxes isn't from that weekly withholding that ordinary workers see in their paychecks every week. It's from the quarterly filings that people make when they have capital gains taxes or business income. So the hint is, unproven, is that it's upper-income people with extra profits from the stock market or extra bonuses or something that's causing the surge in tax receipts.
How can we see an increase in tax revenues, though, after President Bush cut taxes? Supply-siders and other Bush backers will say, possibly here, you know, see, we told you so. We cut the taxes. The economy rebounded so much that the tax cuts are paying for themselves.
Absolutely. They're all saying that, the supply-siders, including the folks on the Wall Street Journal editorial page. One reason that the taxes are up is because the economy is doing better. But folks on the other side scoff at the notion that this is some supply-side reaction. And they say that, look, it wasn't the big income tax cuts that's causing this surge in tax revenues. It's these temporary factors, and it's the stock market. And it's that people at the top are doing better, and none of those things were predicted by the supply-siders.
Alan Greenspan, Federal Reserve Chairman, testifies today before Congress. Does all this that we've been talking about matter to him?
Well, it does matter a little, because Alan Greenspan is trying to figure out just how strong the economy is, and he has to look at all the different measures and indicators. And one indicator that the economy is showing some vigor is this surge in tax receipts. So it's definitely a factor, and it's a factor that will encourage Mr. Greenspan and his colleagues in the Fed to stay the course and keep raising short-term interest rates, now at 3.25% and likely to go higher in the coming months.
David, thanks very much.
A pleasure.
David Wessel is Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal.